A few days ago, Egyptian plainclothes security officers arrived at the home of Shadi Abu Zaid outside of Cairo. They arrested him, seized his computer and phone, and drove away. Shadi Abu Zaid is a satirist. He produces online satirical videos, which often go viral on social media. His work frequently pokes fun at the Egyptian government and how ridiculously widespread censorship is in Egypt. But we weren't sure if it was his satire that got Abu Zaid arrested, so we decided to ask Jonathan Geyer. He's a journalist who lived in Cairo for 5 years. He knows the Egyptian satire scene inside and out and blogs about it at Cartoon. He's currently a fellow at the Radcliffe Institute at Harvard, so we were able to invite him in over to our studios here in Boston.
Thank you, Marco.
Tell us about Shadi Abu Zaid. Who is he and what is his brand of satire?
Abu Zaid is part of a really loose network of satirists, web bloggers, video comedians, meme makers in Egypt and in the region. And these are viral video guys, really off-color, offbeat, not overtly political, but he has often strayed towards those red lines that seem to get on people's nerves.
And so how popular is he in Egypt and in the region? Are people like going on YouTube and saying, I'm going to watch some Shadi Abu Zaid today?
Shadi Abu Zaid is mostly known in Egypt, but he made waves in 2016 when he was blowing up balloons and handing them to police in Tahrir Square, except they weren't balloons at all. They were condoms. And this caused quite an uproar.
Yes. Yeah, so what was the consequence of doing that?
That was really just a kind of outrage and slap on the wrist situation. But he was writing and serving as a correspondent for a popular puppet show. We talked about it before, Marco.
Right.
Abla Fahita, which this salacious female auntie of a puppet who's been accused of being a Muslim Brotherhood member, who's been accused of all sorts of obscenities, goes to show you that there's a lot of sensitivity around any kind of satire or anything approximating dissent in Egypt today.
So Shadi's now been arrested. Is there any evidence that his arrest was because of his satire?
Not at all, Marco. It seems that Shadi's arrest, which happened on Sunday morning, is more likely part of tens of thousands of political prisoners who've been detained in Egypt. Most of them forcibly disappeared. There are about 1,300 who were forcibly disappeared by Egyptian authorities in 2017.
So when you say disappeared, what does that mean? Detained?
Largely detained without any due process, inability to see a lawyer, unknown whereabouts, no visits from family. In fact, this is a consistent feature of the Egyptian state right now. About 3 people are being forcibly disappeared a day, according to local watchdogs.
That's extraordinary. So, I mean, why are they being arrested, all these hundreds of people?
Experts have been telling me that this is part of a bigger move to shrink public space, public discourse. In Egypt, the former general Abdel Fattah el-Sisi was reelected to a second presidential term just last month. Having said that, he seems to be very paranoid if you're reading between the lines, and the Egyptian intelligence services have been buying up TV networks, media outlets, and seeming to stomp out dissent wherever it stands.
Where is Shadi Abu Zaid now?
Shadi Abu Zaid was last seen in a national security prosecutor's office in New Cairo. Unclear what he's been charged with. He's going to be detained for 15 days under this pre-trial detention, which is being used across the board. Thousands of people are being held really unjustly using pretrial detention. So the main difference between Shadi Abu Zaid and the rest of them is we know his name.
I just have a really hard time believing that his satire had no role in his arrest.
I know, Marco. And this is one of these murky red lines that we find in Egypt, where there is an outrageous amount of satire online. There's a lot of jokers, meme makers, and cartoonists everywhere you look. And we never know what are the exact reasons that people get caught up in the authorities' dragnet. And I think this case goes to show, yes, satire does have an important, powerful role. It's also ambiguous, and we don't know where it fits into the bigger spectrum.
What would you say links Abu Zaid to other people who are arrested? Is there any kind of thread there?
The main thread with Abu Zaid and others is they're young people. They're in the wrong place at the wrong time. He, like some other media actors who have a kind of following on social media, are perhaps seen as threatening by authorities. And of course, BuzzFeed has reported that Egyptian security forces closely monitor social media using advanced technology from the West.
So as you say, it sounds like one of the things that distinguishes Abu Zaid and his arrest is that we're talking about him. He is known. But what about other people who kind of occupy that same general space? I'm thinking of the 25 journalists who just this year have been arrested, joining many other journalists in prison. So they've been charged with fake news, distributing fake news. Is this a new charge?
We know it in the Trump era as a kind of buzzword, but in fact, this is a threat, a red line that often faces journalists who are just doing their job. So, of course, these are preposterous charges. But what I found really interesting is the Committee to Protect Journalists, of course, a group that looks at press freedom across the world, was particularly concerned with Abu Zaid's case because he does a lot of these man-on-the-street interviews,
yeah,
kind of like what you might see on The Daily Show, where they go out and talk to Egyptians on the street. And the Committee to Protect Journalists said, hey, he's a satirist, but his work looks a lot like what we do as journalists. And if he's under threat, then our whole profession, in fact, faces perils.
So, Jonathan, pull back. What does this all tell us? These arrests of journalists, of citizens, of Shadi Abu Zaid, a satirist. What does this all tell us about where Egypt is at right now?
There's two things I want to say, Marco. The first is the human rights situation is dire. And although the U.S. administration is working behind the scenes, I think a lot more can be done to draw attention to what seems to be tens of thousands of forcibly disappeared people, many of whom we don't know their name. But the second point, and I think this always bears repeating, is that all of these satirists still have a sense of humor. They're still working in spite of these perils. And I'm sure people will be posting new videos, cartoons, and memes about Shadi in the days to come.
Jonathan Geyer is currently a fellow at the Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Study at Harvard. His blog about Arabic comics and caricature is called Cartoon. Jonathan, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Jonathan has written an item for us about Shadi Abu Zaid's arrest. You can find it at PRI.org.